This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Not Entirely Classical Music Show on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org.
Thank you.
John Renbourn with the tune Morgana to start us off here on the Not Entirely Classical Music Hour, occasionally produced by myself, DJ Frederick, and broadcast on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classical.wscs.org. It's not entirely classical music. We use classical music as a springboard and a point of departure for musical excursions. Okay. On this edition, we're going to listen to the Amadeus Quartet performing some string quartets by Benjamin Britten and by Racine Fricker. And this record was released in 1963 by the Argo Record Company Limited in London. And it's recorded in association with the British Council. So here we go, digging into the past. It's the Amadeus Quartet with string quartets by Benjamin Britten and R. Racine Fricker.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
a little more ominous than I like my classical music, but I thought we would dig into the thrift shop record crates for that one. String Quartets by Benjamin Britten and by R. Racine Fricker. That was the Amadeus Quartet, recorded in 1963 and released on the Argo record label. It featured Norbert Breining and Sigmund Neisel on violins, Peter Schidloff on viola, and Martin Lovett on cello. Well, this is the Not Entirely Classical Music Hour. I'm DJ Frederick.
Exploring science and the sea. Sea lilies and feather stars are some of the most beautiful and delicate creatures in the oceans. Many of these animals resemble feather dusters, with the feathers colored orange, yellow, green, or other hues. They're also among the oldest sea creatures. Their ancestors date back hundreds of millions of years. Because of that, they're sometimes called living fossils. Sea lilies and feather stars are crinoids. They're related to sea stars, urchins, and cucumbers. There are about 600 species in all. Feather stars are the most common crinoids. They can swim through the ocean or crawl across the bottom. They're typically found in shallower waters, often around coral reefs. Sea lilies, on the other hand, are anchored to the bottom by long stalks. They're more common at greater depths. Both varieties have five arms. Each arm has many branches that look like feathers. Small structures on the feathers gather tiny organisms and other food that's carried by the currents. Crinoids are common in fossils dating back at least 480 million years, and perhaps more than 500 million years. The fossils have been found all over the world. Crinoids almost died out about 250 million years ago during the biggest mass extinction event yet discovered. Only a few species survived it, so crinoids aren't nearly as abundant today as they were in the distant past. But they still survive, living fossils scattered through the world's oceans. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
All right, we're going to get into some Baroque jazz now with the Baroque Jazz Trio and a tune called Caesar, Go Back Home.
Thank you.
Some beautiful harpsichord music there, performed by Greg Foate and the Greg Foate Group, Dark is the Sun, Harpsichord Waltz. Before that, we heard the Baroque Jazz Trio with Caesar, Go Back Home. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Not Entirely Classical Music Hour on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. And we're going to end the program now with some music by Amancio da Silva. This is called A Street in Bombay.